I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Zion Palmieri here with
Lucas Williams.
And today we have a great coaches show for you. So we're going to start off recapping since last Monday, MLK Day, we didn't have a coaches show. So we'll recap. So starting off with Jan 12th, the girls played New Pal in basketball. They lost. It was 52-48.
So in that game, Pendleton, they just kind of struggled with, getting the ball in the basket, really. They just didn't have good field goal percentage at all, except for Ada Hufford to mention. She went 7-8 with 15 points. But other than that, Casey Warfel, she did lead. She had 19 points, but she shot 7-22. And that was just kind of the ultimate deciding factor in that matchup.
Yeah, I hate to be smart about it, but it's just coming down to hitting shots at this point for the Lady Arabians. And that's very integral for them. Moving on, the Lady Arabians played at Rushville. It was an away game. The score, 72-40. It was a victory for the Lady Arabians. Big dominant win.
So the Lady Arabians playing against Rushville, that was back-to-back games. So, waking up early and then getting on a bus and then going to Rushville, which is about 45 minutes to an hour drive. It was kind of rough for them. However, the Rushville, they had a turning over problem. They would just turn over the ball a lot, and you just see it straight from the jump. As soon, even in the first quarter, you just see that they were turning over the ball a lot, and then Pendleton was just utilizing that and then, getting these easy points.
Yeah, in that game, Casey Warfel had 31, which is, I don't know what more you could want out of her if you're Coach Rogers. So, some great play from Casey Warfel, and I bet that felt good to come back on Saturday right after a loss. But moving on, they did play Jan 16th, LaPel at home. The score for that was a win, 57-44.
So Pendleton and LaPel have had a little bit of beef over these past 2 years. So LaPel originally knocked Pendleton out of the finals back last season, and then this season they ended up knocking them out in the semifinals. So, just having this revenge game and then winning at their own court is just magnificent for the team.
Yeah, I don't know what more you could have wanted. It's just a great revenge game for the Arabians, and I'm sure they're happy after that one. Moving on is January 18th. They played Connersville here at home. The score for that one was 63-42, Arabians winning.
So in that Connersville game, Casey Warfel, she had 30 points, and Ada Huffer also had 20 points, but more importantly, she had 16 rebounds. Those rebounds just really came in crucial to getting this victory against Connersville.
Yeah, Pendleton found their perfect player within Ada Huffer, so she's got that size. We're just waiting for some more experience. She is just a freshman, and the only thing she struggles with, really, is being accurate in shooting, and she's definitely worked on that. I've seen a lot of improvement from the start of the season, so it's only up for the Arabians. But moving on, we will segment to boys basketball. So starting off, the boys played January 12th away at New Pal. It was a Friday night. They did lose 57-54.
Now, the boys and girls both played at New Palestine, both on the same day. So maybe there was just a little bit of just hypeness going on altogether. But, they lost a very close game. And Coach Buck has said in past interviews that this is an opponent that he was, kind of a little bit nervous to face. You're at home.
It's a doubleheader.
Yeah, away at New Palestine. And Julius Gizzy was putting up numbers. He had 35 points and 8 rebounds against Pendleton.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Buck, and he said all credit to Gizzy on this one. He is just an amazing ball player. So moving on, January 13th, they played Shelbyville at Shelbyville. That's a long bus ride. 46-39 was the score.
Yeah, as you said, that is a long bus ride. So maybe, they could be a little bit nervous, overthinking. But they did not. They came out, and they were just playing solid all around. And this is another one of the opponents that Coach Buck was just a little bit nervous to face. They're another great squad, and Pendleton just came out on top.
Yeah, I mean, very dominant. And again, a nice bounce back game. We keep seeing this here, just a bounce back game, and it's just what they needed. Transitioning, January 20th, they play Delta here at home. I am informed they got the win. I do not have any stats for that game, so I apologize about that, but they did get the win here at home.
Yeah, I wish we did have the stats, but Delta is, I mean, again, another one of those opponents that Coach Buck was just, you know, anxious to face. He said that January was a tough calendar. Like, this is a tough month.
That's three straight conference games, and then they're getting ready to play 15-0 Greenfield. So,
yeah, it is going to be very tough for them. But, I mean, they are showing as the season has progressed that they are a squad to take serious.
Yeah, I mean, they are 9-8, I believe, and it's just, it's only up from here, pretty much. So, that will do it for this segment of the Coach's Show. Lucas got the chance to sit down with Caitlin Goodwin and Morgan Hubble of the softball team. So when we come back, look forward to that interview. But I am Zion Palmieri here with
Lucas Williams.
And you're listening to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to another section of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm joined by softball players
Caitlin Goodwin and Morgan Hubble.
So getting right into the first question, what position do you guys both play?
I catch and play first. I pitch and also play first.
So how long have you guys been playing softball for?
I've been playing softball since I was 12 and travel softball since I was, I've been playing softball for 12 years, but I've been playing travel since I was 8.
I started playing when I was 5 and I think travel since I was 7.
So what made you guys get into the sport?
I would say the team morale and the friendships that you build are really important. It's a lot of fun to play and you tend to make super great friendships that last you a really long time with this sport. So it's kept me in it for a long time.
I tried a lot of sports when I was younger, but softball was the only one that I really sticked with because I just like how, like, the team culture is always good.
Do you have any, like, parents or family members that played softball?
My mom played softball when she was in high school up until her graduation, but my dad also played baseball, so.
Neither of my parents did.
So what was your favorite part of last season?
I would say my favorite part was making it as far as we did. I think that was a great thing for Pendleton as a sports team to have. And then also just the way that our team formed bonds together as a team and we got really close and I formed some great friendships at all, moments that I'll never forget.
My favorite part was definitely the regional championship game. We were down in very last inning, Bo Sheldon had a grand slam and then we won the game and that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are both seniors. So how has the role of being a leader evolved as you've gotten older?
So for me, I've always tried to be the leader on both my travel teams, high school team, everything, everywhere I go. I try to be that person on each team and set an example, set a standard for what we need to be doing and the effort that we need to be giving into everything that we do. So for high school, I've been a leader for this past season. I would say I was one of the main leaders. I feel like just showing the younger generations and the younger grades what we build up to and what we work towards is super important.
I feel the same way. Like over the years, it's always been important to help grow like the younger generations and everything, but this year is definitely more responsibility to step up and take the initial leader role.
So what has been like the main thing going from freshman year to now you're going to be in your senior year?
I would say the biggest difference would probably be the assets that we have. Players change and we lose a lot of seniors every year. We lose several key players every year, but that just gives the opportunity for new players to step up and bring a new asset to the team. So I would say the team culture and chemistry changes every year, but we adjust accordingly and we always end up working it out and coming together in a different way every year.
Yeah, I feel like we always stay consistent to the culture that we want and the one that we try to build, but every year, obviously, different aspects change it, so we just try to stay consistent.
Mm-hmm. So has training for the next season begun yet?
Yes, we just started a couple weeks ago. We do it every Tuesday, Thursday, and we do conditioning, and then we do some regular softball afterward.
So can we dive a little bit deeper into that? Like, what are some of the routines for this?
Yeah, so our conditioning, it's typically 20 to 30 minutes straight at the very beginning, and it's pretty difficult. Typically, we all kind of don't look very much forward to that, but it's a great way to struggle together, if you know what I mean. We kind of all build off of this, and this really prepares me for the season, and I feel a lot better and more accomplished after these conditionings. And then also after we condition, we just go through and we do like throwing, and every day we keep it pretty consistent and build what we're going to be doing in the season so that once we get to that point, we're prepared and comfortable with what we'll be doing.
And we do these like 2 days a week until like season starts, so for a while.
So when does the first game start?
Our first game is at the very end of March, directly after spring break, like a couple days after we get back.
All right. So what are you most excited for this upcoming season?
I'm most excited for being a main leader and kind of just having new players step up and rise to the occasion. I think it's super fun to watch and super fun to build that group together and just get new and tight bonds. And it's just something that I love to do every year. And it always changes, but I always find new ways to grow and new ways to get better. And in order to prepare for college, for a lot of us seniors, it helps a lot.
I agree. Obviously, it was hard to lose what we had last year, but it's just important that we keep building it, and obviously younger players are going to be stepping up, so.
Mm. So are there any opponents this season that you're, you know, kind of excited to play, or actually maybe not even excited, maybe you're a little bit nervous to play against?
I definitely have one in mind, and I think we've all been thinking this, but now getting the chance, if we could, to get back to Roncalli for the third season in a row would be my absolute dream. Sophomore year, for me, I was a starter. It was a very tough loss. Losing all those key players was really hard to go through, and I was concerned about the next season, but we stepped up the next season and we came through in an even bigger way, and we made it to the second game of semi-state after on my junior year. So this season, if we can even make it farther, possibly beat Roncalli, get through that struggle that we've had the past couple of years, and I think that would be great and it'd probably be the highlight of my high school career.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year a couple of our at first tough losses were to Center Grove and Newpel, but soon after that we did beat them. So I just think staying consistent this year and beating them again.
Yeah, Newpel is also a big opponent. They were added to our sectional last season, so going after them and getting through our sectional is going to be tough too, but they have some really good players, some SEC players, some Big Ten players that we'll have to work through and that we will have to rise up to beat them.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys both considering college softball?
Yes, yeah. We're both committed.
Signed. Oh, which college?
I'm going to the University of Dayton.
Mm. I'm going to Indiana Wesleyan University.
Well, nice. Well, I mean, this will conclude this section of the AACE and Coaches Show. We wish you the best of luck, not only this season, but going into college. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is AASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers,
lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Well, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined by Lady Arabians head coach, Coach Rogers. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we didn't have a coaches show last Monday because of MLK Day. So we're running all the way back to the loss against New Pal. You guys started off kind of slow the first half, but then you gradually improved.
Yep.
How do you improve on pacing in the first half?
Yeah, you know, I think foul trouble, you know, was a big factor to that. That was one of those games where was called extremely tight in the first half, and we did not do a good job at adjusting to it. And not only did we not do a good job of adjusting to it, but we also let it kind of leak into our mindset offensively. So we dug ourselves into a massive hole. And when you do that, you know, you only have a couple options to dig out of those holes. So a lot of those options involve some risk. And that's what we did. And, you know, we were successful in making it a game, but, you know, I think we had to expend so much to make it a game that we just didn't have enough left in the tank to finish it. You know, that's one of those games where I think our girls would like to have a shot at redemption, just like we did at LaPel on that one. You know, it's tough. It's tough being on it all the time. You know, obviously with a chance to sew up conference and be undefeated, you know, you want to put a great effort out there. But hopefully that game turns out to be a really good learning moment for us. Just to kind of show those girls, you know, no matter the environment, no matter the situation, no matter the adversity you're facing, to stay focused, stay poised, and, you know, keep moving forward towards what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So you played Rushville on the 13th, and you guys came out on top 72-40. I mean, Rushville had 23 turnovers. So how did you utilize, I mean, the other team's mistakes to your advantages?
You know, that was a game where, you know, it was kind of a polar opposite of what the night before was. This cycle of our schedule where we have New Pal and Rushville away is kind of a tough night because New Pal's a late night the night before. Then they got to be up super early to get on the bus for Rushville the next night. So, you know, for them to kind of bounce back from that, handle that with poise, and, you know, it was kind of the tale of two teams. You know, they were able to turn them over and pressure them without fouling. And that was kind of the big difference on that. So, you know, I think when we can do that, we can be a really successful team. When the game's called a little bit tighter or, you know, they're cracking down on the way that our girls defend, we got to be able to adjust. And that's been the struggle. Rushville, unfortunately, you know, fortunately, it was not one of those games where, you know, they were kind of on their P's and Q's with that. So they did a really good job for sure.
Absolutely. So now to the real, you know, the big game of that week. You played LaPel at home on the 16th, and you guys came out with a win, with the final score being 57-44. So this could kind of be considered a revenge game. Yep. With LaPel beating you in the finals not only last year, but they also knocked you out of the tournament this year.
Yep.
So, I mean, how much does this win mean to not only you, but to the players?
You know, obviously it was, you know, they were ready for that rematch.
But I think more importantly than that was the fact that it was just the way that we played in it. You know, they zoned us pretty much the entire game. And I think we just, the way we handled that was what we were looking for. The shots, the actions, the patience, the sharing the ball, those things is what we, you know, and it's kind of what we had for three quarters against them in the county. You know, we handled that game really well until, you know, kind of all heck broke loose in the fourth quarter. And, but once again, you know, kind of speaking about that New Pal loss, you know, hopefully that LaPel, county game will kind of be, constant reminder, a learning experience for those girls to just, you know, no matter what the situation has, you know, we got to stay focused, stay poised, and stay looking at what we're trying to do and not let the other stuff affect us, for sure.
Now, looking 2 days past that, you played Connersville on the 18th, and you won that game 63-42. I mean, what were the fans like after a big win 2 days ago on the same court?
Yeah, I mean, it was senior night. We had a great crowd. You know, we had an opportunity to kind of, you know, honor our seniors. We don't have very many this year, just Sky, Chloe, and Gabby. And, you know, those girls mean a lot to our program. And to come out, you know, get Chloe and Gabby some playing, you know, some more minutes that they don't, you know, typically see during normal games was fantastic. And, you know, Skyler came out and played with the same effort that she always does, which is, you know, pedal to the floor. And, you know, once again, we were able to defend and, you know, cause some havoc with turnovers and, you know, play the game like we like to play it. So, but once again, our fans have been great. That was one of our biggest nights concession stand too wise, you know, throughout the, and I think that just goes to show, you know, that, people are excited about Lady Arabian basketball and, you know, that's great. You know, I feel like we're starting to kind of build a home court advantage for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Now you guys have a game tonight at North Central. It is away, but how have you been preparing to play this team?
Yeah, North Central, you know, but like we discussed, their record doesn't really show a true picture of how good they are. They play a really tough schedule. They play in a really tough conference. They play in a really tough county. And they're a good ball club. You know, they've got a Division I player. They got a couple other girls that are going to be playing college basketball in their future. So, you know, they've played some really tough competition. We just have to, you know, stay focused. I believe it's going to be their senior night as well. So, you know, that kind of always adds a little extra for a lot of those people. So we just got to go out and, you know, play Lady Arabian basketball. Not be fearful of who we're playing against, stand tall and kind of get out and defend and, you know, be active on the defensive end. And I think good things will happen for us.
Absolutely. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me and good luck tonight with North Central.
Thank you.
When we come back, Zion got a chance to interview Coach Buck of the boys basketball team here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
I am Zion Palmieri, and today with me is the head coach of the Arabian basketball team, Coach Buck. Thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
So this is today's broadcast of the ASN Coaches Show. And to start us off, we didn't have one last Monday because of MLK Day. So I'm just going to kind of recap the games. I'll say something, you'll say something. We'll go back and forth.
Very good.
So starting off, you within the last time, you played Anderson here at home. It was on the second. It was extremely close, down to the wire. I'm sure that was very tough for you and your team just because it was really close and down to the wire and it's really difficult. So how did you walk into the locker room or the next game and try to keep your team's spirits lifted?
Well, we've talked a lot this year about the ups and downs of basketball, and much like the game of life, and you have to bounce back. You have to be able to handle the ups and the downs. And that was a very disappointing loss, a game that was one that our players, our coaches, and our fans were all looking forward to. One of our goals was to win the Madison County tournament. We knew that had to go through Anderson. I thought that our team played extremely hard. We were competitive. We were right there in the game the entire game. And down the stretch, we had a few careless turnovers that really cost us. And Anderson made the plays down the stretch, and we didn't. And unfortunately, we came out on the wrong end.
Moving on, next was the Elwood game. You guys won 63-26. Something to mention, in the game you attempted 21 free throws, which is not a lot more than normal, but it's a good bit of free throws. And you went 76%, making 16 of them. Is that good to you as the coach? And how do you stay consistent in times like those and just capitalize?
We've shot the ball extremely well from the free throw line. I hope not to jinx us, but we've shot the ball extremely well as a team throughout the season. The thing about playing APA and Elwood in the consolation round, first of all, that's a tough position to be in for young men, for all of us, for our fans, for the coaches. None of us wanted to be in the consolation round. We hope to be in the championship round. So, first of all, it's a challenge for your team to be able to get up and to play according to the way that you practiced, using the habits, executing both offensively and defensively that I keep talking about. And what I was proud about with our team in both of those games during the consolation round, I thought that we did that. I thought that we executed on both ends of the court. We didn't necessarily play against our opponent. We were playing against the game of basketball, and we were playing to get better. And I thought that the effort was there. It was good for our team that we were able to play everyone that we addressed. We platooned in both of those games, meaning that we would play five. We would run five in and five out, and therefore got a lot of playing time for everyone. And your players that work hard and don't get as much playing time as some of the others, games like that are good for your team.
Yeah, you kind of read my mind with the next question there about that Anderson prep game. A lot of people got time in that game. Was that just because it was the consolation round and it's just a good game to get everyone in and out and things like that?
Well, first of all, I felt that our team was capable of winning both of those games, not wanting anyone to think that I'm overconfident, but I did. And at the same time, the way I approached it, obviously we wanted to win both of those games, but at the same time, I thought it was a great opportunity to get playing time for everyone, and I was confident in all of our players that we could get that done, and fortunately we did. And I think the players had fun in both of those games, but at the same time, like I said, we didn't want to be there. We realized that we were the favorite in both of those games, and sometimes you need games like that, but it's the games where we're evenly matched or decisive underdogs. Those are the type of games that I feel like make you better and make you be the best that you can be when the month of March rolls around.
Talking about one of those games, the next of which being New Palestine. You played them on a Friday night. That's a tough team, especially during a Friday night. I'm sure it was pretty, a lot of people showed out for there. Most of New Palace team, they didn't score a lot, a terrible ton. I think the closest, second leading scorers both had seven. But Julius Gizzi, I believe, had 35 that night. What just didn't go your way on defense?
Well, first of all, I give him credit. Gizzi's one of the best scorers that I've seen in a long time. I mean, you talk about great shooters. You talk about great post players, strength. Gizzi can score in a lot of different ways. He breaks teams down off the dribble. He can shoot the three. He can shape up even at his size. He has an unbelievable turnaround fadeaway that's very difficult to defend. Aaron Cookson, we've talked about Aaron all season long. He's always had the assignment of our opponent's leading scorer. Aaron's had a great year defensively and held those leading scorers below their averages with the exception of a couple players, Gizzi being one of those. I don't fault Aaron. I give credit to Gizzi. I thought in that particular game probably was our best game of the season. I thought that, once again, I talk about execution, but it's so important. It's something that we're trying to build on in practice and trying to get some consistency out of our execution. I thought we did so throughout the entire basketball game against New Pal. It just so happened that in the first half, shots were dropping. In the second half, we struggled to get the ball to drop. First half, we shot 75%. We come out in the second half and only shoot 28%. But in looking at that as a coach, I look at it, you know, were you taking good shots to shoot 75%, and then did you start taking bad shots to shoot 28%? And that wasn't the case. The execution that I mentioned was there in the second half. We were able to run the things we wanted to, both through our sets and our various offenses, and we had good looks, and we just didn't drop some shots, and you can't fault your team for that. I mean, you're going to have times like that. Had we dropped a few shots late in that game, we would have come out of there with a huge upset and a huge victory. So once again, another disappointing loss for this team, a game that they were right there and had an opportunity to win, and I give them credit for that, and I think that game made us better. And then I know you're going to talk about the next game in Shelbyville, and once again, the challenge was, can we bounce back after a very disappointing defeat in a conference game like New Pal and hit the road and go on the long, long bus trip to Shelbyville and bounce back? And the good news, or my opinion, the good thing was we did. We came out swinging, battled for the entire 32 minutes against the Shelbyville team that had two move-ins at the beginning of the year that has made them a very competitive basketball team, and they happen to be sophomores. So they're going to be good in the future. They played well. We played well. And it was one of those games where there was a lid on the basket. We just didn't shoot it very well at Shelbyville. But we battled, got the lead early, held the lead throughout the game, and found a way to win. And when I say battled, there were loose balls, there were rebounds, where our team, it was a war. And had our kids not battled, not been competitive, we would have walked out of there with a loss, but came away with a big conference win. And, we matched the test or stepped up to the test of being able to bounce back after a tough loss on Friday at New Pal.
Yeah, looking more at that Shelbyville game, Josiah Gustin, he had a double-double, 13 points and 12 rebounds. He also played 32 minutes, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the full time in a game.
Yes.
Okay. For a player like that that's a senior, you think it's pretty much his experience of playing, how he can kind of avoid fatigue, and I'm sure he's still tired, but he's still putting up good points and playing great defense, through that 32 minutes.
Well, Josiah is a young man that I don't think gets the credit he deserves. Josiah is a very athletic, very talented young man. I've tried not to harp on it, but Josiah rolling his ankle just before Christmas, after we were coming off of a big win against Guerin Catholic, and then we went to Liberty Christian and got a bounce back win. He rolled his ankle, and that really set Josiah back, and it set our team back. I felt at that point we were just about to make the step to the next level. I saw things in practice in the Guerin game and the Liberty Christian game that gave me indications that we were ready to make that step. He rolled his ankle pretty bad. I watched him roll it. Had a lot of swelling, a lot of pain. So from that point forward, we have, as a team, have been hindered by Josiah not being at 100%. We went to Batesville and played in a tournament that we felt like we could win that. And Josiah was at best 60, 65% or less in the game against Roncalli. And then in the evening game, you know, the ankle swelled back up and he was 50% or less against Batesville. So two games that you don't want to harp that about Josiah's ankle, but that was a factor. And then from that point forward, he has not been at 100% and still isn't at 100% when it comes to lateral movement when he tries to push off that ankle. So that's one thing about Josiah. And the other thing is, try not to harp on it. I've mentioned it. He's just getting pounded physically every game because teams have to. They know they need to stop Josiah. So they're holding him. They're shoving him. They're fouling him. And he has to put up with that and has to learn to battle through that, which he's getting better at. But back to your question about that weekend with New Powell and Shelbyville, he played a lot of minutes, and he had two games where he had double-doubles. So he had a double-double at New Powell. He had 17 points, 12 rebounds, and then he bounced back at Shelbyville and has 13 and 12. Just a great effort. You know, we're going to maybe talk about Delta, but came back with a great game against Delta as well. I also thought in the New Powell game, we had a great game out of Seth LaRavia. I mean, 17 points, 7 rebounds, came out firing on the offensive end in the first half. Probably Seth's best game of the year was at New Powell. Cooper Sims, a young man that, you know, has been coming along all year long. We tried to bring him along gradually. He keeps getting better each game. He had a big game for us also at New Powell, had 8 points and shot the ball extremely well. At Shelbyville, Cooper Sims, once again, backed that up with another good game, had 9 points, but the thing that stood out for us as we watched the game and then went back and watched film, Cooper, at 5'11", had 7 rebounds, and those rebounds were battling rebounds, rebounds where he had to block off, he had to really be strong, and then be aggressive going after the ball. So 9.7 rebounds out of a sophomore, outstanding job. Cookston had a great game again defensively, backed that up with 10 points, and then Evan Mazingo was another player that scored for us at Shelbyville and had 9 points. So good team effort at New Powell and at Shelbyville. Real proud of all of those players and our team.
Finally, let's look at that Delta game. That must have been a very nice win. Must have felt very good. Delta has a great team. I don't know their exact record, but they have a pretty good record right now. They're kind of falling short in the conference games, so I believe they're currently 5th in the conference, but that win must have felt nice.
That was a great win. You know, a win. They were 12-3 coming in. They have been mentioned in the state overall poll, multi-class poll. They've been mentioned in that poll all season long. Team made up of 5 seniors at start have had great success throughout their career, and they were favored to beat us. And so it was one of those games that we felt we could get better by playing competition like that, and our players rose to the challenge and were able to come away with an upset. I mentioned Josiah, and when I was talking about the previous weekend, Josiah came out 25 points, 6 boards, did an outstanding job on Delta's, what I consider their best player in Hood. Hood had 17, but I mentioned on the post-game interview, Hood had 17, but two key things there. Number one, he took the ball to the basket against Josiah the first two possessions, then he never took another shot inside the arc after the first two possessions, so Josiah took that drive away. And then to get 17 points, he was 4 of 13 from 3. You know, that's a lot of attempts, and we felt that Josiah's length and good aggressive defense obviously added to that 4 of 13 shooting from behind the arc. So a good effort. He held Hood down to just 3 rebounds as well, so great block off. Also in that game, Seth LaRavia shot the ball well for us, had 11 points, 2 rebounds. Two players that came off of the bench in that particular game, Dontrez Braxton late in the game when Della was making a run. We needed some extra ball handling. We were having trouble turning the ball over. Really our poorest game since the very first game against San Jose of the season in the turnover category. We didn't do a very good job against pressure. Dontrez came off of the bench, gave us some great minutes. His quickness had some great takes to the basket and also helped us against pressure. Joe Estes, young man that hasn't seen the playing time in the varsity that he would like to see, that we would like to see him get. We dropped Joe down, and he's been getting some great minutes down on the JV. He's a player that works hard every day in practice, and we think that that's helped with his confidence in giving him good minutes on the JV. He had a very good quarter for us at Shelbyville, and we didn't hesitate to put him in against Delta, and I thought that he had a very good 16 minutes in the Delta game, and probably would not have gotten the win without Joe's play. Those 16 minutes were big for us, so good game for him as well.
Well, that is all I have for you today. I appreciate you joining me. That will be it for today's interview on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to another section of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm joined by softball players
Caitlin Goodwin and Morgan Humble.
So getting right into the first question, what position do you guys both play?
I catch and play first. I pitch and also play first.
So how long have you guys been playing softball for?
I've been playing softball since I was 12 and travel softball since I was, I've been playing softball for 12 years, but I've been playing travel since I was 8.
I started playing when I was 5 and I think travel since I was 7.
So what made you guys get into the sport?
I would say the team morale and the friendships that you build are really important. It's a lot of fun to play and you tend to make super great friendships that last you a really long time with this sport. So it's kept me in it for a long time.
I tried a lot of sports when I was younger, but softball was the only one that I really sticked with because I just like how, like, the team culture is always good.
Do you have any, like, parents or family members that played softball?
My mom played softball when she was in high school, up until her graduation, but my dad also played baseball, so.
Neither of my parents did.
So what was your favorite part of last season?
I would say my favorite part was making it as far as we did. I think that was a great thing for Pendleton as a sports team to have. And then also just the way that our team formed bonds together as a team and we got really close and I formed some great friendships at all, moments that I'll never forget.
My favorite part was definitely the original championship game. We were down in the very last inning, Bo Shelton hit a grand slam and then we won the game. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are both seniors. So how has the role of being a leader evolved as you've gotten older?
So for me, I've always tried to be the leader on both my travel teams, high school team, everything, everywhere I go. I try to be that person on each team and set an example, set a standard for what we need to be doing and the effort that we need to be giving into everything that we do. So for high school, I've been a leader for this past season. I would say I was one of the main leaders. I feel like just showing the younger generations and the younger grades what we build up to and what we work towards is super important.
I feel the same way. Like over the years, it's always been important to help grow like the younger generations and everything. But this year is definitely more responsibility to step up and take the initial leader role.
So what has been like the main thing going from freshman year to now you're going to be in your senior year?
I would say the biggest difference would probably be the assets that we have, players change, and we lose a lot of seniors every year. We lose several key players every year, but that just gives the opportunity for new players to step up and bring a new asset to the team. So I would say the team culture and chemistry changes every year, but we adjust accordingly, and we always end up working it out and coming together in a different way every year.
Yeah, I feel like we always stay consistent to the culture that we want and the one that we try to build, but every year, obviously, different aspects change it, so we just try to stay consistent.
Mm-hmm. So has training for the next season begun yet?
Yes, we just started a couple weeks ago. We do it every Tuesday, Thursday, and we do conditioning, and then we do some regular softball afterward.
So can we dive a little bit deeper into that? Like, what are some of the routines for this?
Yeah, so our conditioning, it's typically 20 to 30 minutes straight at the very beginning, and it's pretty difficult. Typically, we all kind of don't look very much forward to that, but it's a great way to struggle together, if you know what I mean. We kind of all build off of this, and this really prepares me for the season, and I feel a lot better and more accomplished after these conditionings. And then also after we condition, we just go through and we do like throwing, and every day is we keep it pretty consistent and build what we're going to be doing in the season so that once we get to that point, we're prepared and comfortable with what we'll be doing.
And we do these like 2 days a week until like season starts, so for a while.
So when does the first game start?
Our first game is at the very end of March, directly after spring break, like a couple days after we get back.
All right. So what are you most excited for this upcoming season?
I'm most excited for being a main leader and kind of just having new players step up and rise to the occasion. I think it's super fun to watch and super fun to build that group together and just get new and tight bonds. And it's just something that I love to do every year. And it always changes, but I always find new ways to grow and new ways to get better. And in order to prepare for college, for a lot of us seniors, it helps a lot.
I agree. Obviously, it was hard to lose what we had last year, but it's just important that we keep building it, and obviously younger players are going to be stepping up. So
So are there any opponents this season that you're, you know, kind of excited to play, or actually maybe not even excited, maybe you're a little bit nervous to play against?
I definitely have one in mind, and I think we've all been thinking this, but now getting the chance, if we could, to get back to Roncalli for the third season in a row would be my absolute dream. Sophomore year for me, I was a starter. It was a very tough loss. Losing all those key players was really hard to go through, and I was concerned about the next season, but we stepped up the next season and we came through in an even bigger way, and we made it to the second game of semi-state after on my junior year. So this season, if we can even make it farther, possibly beat Roncalli, get through that struggle that we've had the past couple of years, and I think that would be great, and it'd probably be the highlight of my high school career.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year a couple of our at first tough losses were to Center Grove and New Pal, but soon after that we did beat them. So I just think staying consistent this year and beating them again.
Yeah, New Pal is also a big opponent. They were added to our sectional last season, so going after them and getting through our sectional is going to be tough too, but they have some really good players, some SEC players, some Big Ten players that we'll have to work through, and that we will have to rise up to beat them.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys both considering college softball?
Yes, yeah. We're both signed.
Oh, which college?
I'm going to the University of Dayton.
Mm. I'm going to Indiana Wesleyan University.
Well, nice. Well, I mean, this will conclude this section of the AS and Coaches Show. We wish you the best of luck, not only this season, but going into college. So,
Thank you.
All right, this is ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmieri here with
Lucas Williams.
And now we will do Around the Stable, our segment where we look around the stable and at Arabian Sports to see what games are next. So looking at basketball again, Lucas, what are the girls' next couple games?
So for the girls, they are playing North Central today, actually. That game is at 7:30. On the 25th, they're playing against Noblesville, and that is a home game again, 7:30. And on the 31st, they are playing at home for Muncie Central for their last game of the season. And again, that is at 7:30. So for these next two games, definitely show out, you know, at Pendleton. You know, show out for your Lady Arabians.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need it, especially tonight. That's a long bus ride for North Central. It'll be great to see a lot of people come out, and especially the rest of the games. They got some of those teams have great programs, so it's exciting to see. Moving on for the guys, though, they will play at Greenfield Central, the 26th. Greenfield Central is 15-0. They are undefeated. So that would be a crazy upset if Pendleton Heights can go into a packed Friday night game at Greenfield and upset and win. That would be amazing.
Yeah, although the odds are very slim, I mean, that would be just a miracle. That would be like a Disney show for the, you know, the Pendleton boys team.
Yeah, after that game, the following Saturday, they will play Hamilton Southeastern. That game will be at 7:30. And then finally, the 1st of February, they will play at Yorktown. So, you know, the Greenfield Central game at Greenfield, the Hamilton Southeastern game and Yorktown game, both at there. So that's straight home games. I mean, excuse me, straight away games. So that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely going to be, I mean, affecting them a little bit, especially against Greenfield Central. I mean, after that, if they do get beat very badly, maybe they're going to be, you know, a little bit down in the dumps. And then they're going to have to play three away games. Because then after that, they have Muncie Central, which they're going to be going to. So, I mean, that's just kind of going to be maybe ruining them, you know, mentally a little bit. But, you know, I don't think it's nothing too big to worry about.
Yeah, they've got great players. And I don't think they should be worried at all. Moving on to swimming, we'll talk about a little swimming here. There was two meets at Shelbyville. The first was a girls' meet in which Pendleton outscored them 112-54.
Yeah, so this swim program is very good. I mean, the girls came to Shelbyville, which is a long drive away, and they put up just dominating numbers.
Yeah, in the guys' meet, which was the next meet, they outscored Shelbyville 111-62. Both very broad scores that show Pendleton beat them by a landslide. And I know some of the guys there at the swimming team, and they're very proud of themselves, and they know what they can accomplish. So I'm assuming the girls are like that too. Very good program. So a lot of exciting things to see for Pendleton swimming. For more information on placement and swimming, you'll have to go to Pendleton Heights athletic page. I apologize. I don't have any of that information on me. Just what's given to us. That concludes the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. But I'm Zion Palmieri here with
Lucas Williams.
And thank you to all our sponsors and everyone who made this possible. Hope you have a great rest of your day. 91.7 WEEM.